Welcome visionaries, creators, innovators, entrepreneurs, leaders, and growth seekers of all types to the Passion Struck podcast. Hi, I'm John Miles, a peak performance coach, multi-industry CEO, Navy veteran, and entrepreneur on a mission to make passion go viral for millions worldwide. And each week I do so by sharing with you an inspirational message and interviewing high achievers from all walks of life to unlock their secrets and lessons to becoming passion struck. The purpose of our show is to serve you, the listener, by giving you tips, tasks, and activities you can use to achieve peak performance and pursue the passion-driven life you have always wanted to have. Now, let's become passion struck. Welcome back to episode 104 of the Passion Struck podcast. And thank you each and every one of you who comes back weekly to listen and learn, to live better, be better, and impact the world. And if you're new to the show or you would like to introduce it to friends or family members, we now have episode starter packs. These are collections of your favorite episodes organized by topic, which gives you a great way to introduce someone new to everything that we do here on the show. Just go to passionstruck.com/starterpacks to get started. And if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel at John R. Miles, we also have over 225 videos there. Now, let me introduce our fan of the week from the United States, whose name is Jenefe. And Jenefe writes, love this show so much. He interviews the best people and he seems so authentic. Thank you, Jenefe, and for all of you who give us 5-star ratings, both on iTunes and now you can also do them on Spotify. They help us so much to encourage this movement and bring more listeners to the show. Plato famously said, be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. We would do well to apply Plato's advice to ourselves. Who among us has not faced betrayals, adversities, and losses? Life becomes more fulfilling as we cultivate the art of self-compassion. Today, I'm going to talk about why being compassionate towards ourselves also serves others. Having more inner peace, we have more to offer. By being more in touch with our own feelings, we can easily extend love towards the world around us. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to living a no regrets life. Before we begin, I'd like to emphasize that this podcast is part of my desire and effort to bring zero cost information to the general public regarding how to unlock an intentional no regrets life. In keeping with that theme, I'd like to thank the sponsors of today's episode. I am so excited about today's sponsor, Athletic Greens, because it is a product that I personally use and love. In fact, Athletic Greens is completely transforming nutrition and helping so many achieve peak performance. This product is so easy to use and make part of your daily morning routine. And that's exactly what happened to me. I just come down every single morning and the first thing I do is take one scoop of their powder, put it in an 8-ounce glass of water, and it tastes amazing. And the product consists of 75 different vitamins, minerals, immune-supporting mushrooms, and probiotics. So much here to help your nutrition get the boost that it needs without you having to go to either the store or eat a salad or whatever it may be in our hectic schedules. And with all the stressors that are around us, this is such an easy way to solve your daily nutrition. Now, they are offering my audience a special when you subscribe. Get your 1-year supply of vitamin D, those 5 travel packs, by going to athleticgreens.com/passionstruck. Physical fitness is extremely important to me and forms the very foundation of achieving elite performance and high cognitive abilities, which is why I work out daily. And if you're like me, it's hard to find training products that are strong enough to stand up to my gym days, spinning, CrossFit, high-intensity interval training, and long hikes. That's why I love 10,000 Apparel and its dedication to continuous improvement. Their name references Malcolm Gladwell's prescription to perfection, and 10,000 is true to that philosophy and how they are making the highest quality, best-fitting, and most comfortable training gear that I have ever worn. I especially love their versatile, lightweight, breathable shirts and interval shorts, which feature an optional liner. They actually have a team of 200 athletes testing their gear to ensure their dedication to creating perfect fit trims, fabric, and design. 10,000 is offering PassionStruck listeners 15% off your purchase. Go to 10,000.cc and enter code PassionStruck to receive 15% off your purchase. That is TENTHOUSAND.cc and enter code PassionStruck. Please consider supporting those who support the show and make it possible and free for our listeners. Now, back to PassionStruck. In these bodies we will live, and in these bodies we will die. Where you invest your love, you invest your life. I love this lyric from Mumford & Sons because it profoundly expresses the importance of love. It illustrates the necessity of intentionality in our lives and putting our focus, time, and energy into those things and people we love. As the members of Mumford & Sons point out, we spend our entire lives in these bodies. Therefore, we can never separate ourselves from things we do or experience. When we live intentionally, we emphasize those things that matter most to us. For instance, it's giving ourselves entirely to someone else, whether our kids, friends, or spouse, or partner. Through this love of others, we most intimately share our minds, hearts, and lives. Abraham Maslow said, "We must understand love. We must be able to teach it, to create it, to predict it, or else the world is lost to hostility and to suspicion." We often think about giving our love to others, but when was the last time you thought about giving it to yourself? I mean, seriously ask yourself if you even know what self-love really is. Sure, you can say yes, giving yourself importance and prioritizing your peace and health over other commitments. Is that all that self-love is? And doesn't it sound a lot like being selfish to put ourselves before others? So many questions, right? What is self-love? When we think of self-love, we often think of it as a notion of loving yourself and prioritizing yourself over others. But there's so much more to self-love than that. As Claire Neer, a Holocaust survivor and pioneer in personal mastery, put it, the only way to create love, safety, and acceptance is by giving them. Loving ourselves consists of performing such actions and thinking to support our growth physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. It is intentionally incorporating habits into your life to take care of your own needs and nurture those needs to encourage your growth in all aspects of life. At the same time, self-love also requires us to avoid sacrificing our well-being to try and please others. By loving yourself, you can actually more easily express love towards others. And I think that's an extremely important point. Maslow observed this in his studies. He writes, "Clinical study of healthier people who have been love need satisfied shows that although they need less to receive love, they are more able to give love. In this sense, they are more loving people." One common question that usually comes to mind is, how is self-love different from being selfish? After all, self-love does include prioritizing oneself over others. While there are definitely narcissistic, unhealthy forms of self-love, not all forms of self-love are unhealthy. So that begs the question, what is healthy self-love? For starters, it can be preferring honesty over charm, not wanting anything from other people except their love and friendship, being authentically you, even if it may damage your reputation, treating others as valuable in their own rights, but not letting them take advantage of you, taking the time to listen to others from all walks of life, but knowing also when to recharge, setting healthy boundaries, forgiving yourself when you're not being nice or true to yourself, prioritizing your own personal projects over the demands of others, and giving yourself permission to enjoy yourself are just a few examples. So why is self-love so important? Let's look at a few examples. I was reading the story of a 20-year-old woman named Asaya, who was in a caustic four-year relationship that undervalued her goals and aspirations. And through this experience and breakup, she realized the importance of self-love. Asaya says, "I, in the past, often acknowledged my friends' and family's achievements by undervaluing mine. My perspective in prioritizing myself was so distorted, I viewed my accomplishments as menial and constantly compared myself to others. I'm now learning that this isn't true self-love. Loving myself makes everyone around me more valuable because I recognize the worth of my own efforts, trials, achievements, and appreciate my efforts to fight for myself and be a better whole being. I'm no longer divided by comparisons because I always choose me. Then there's Melissa, who had to radically change her life after undergoing a significant health scare leading to a kidney transplant. She explains, that meant leaving a career that I felt defined me and accepting that I had to rework my life and not depend on others for the first time. I was lost and terrified. One day my therapist asked me what I was doing for myself. I was stumped. I realized I wasn't doing anything for me. I began to carve out moments that gave me pleasure from that day forward. I started with baby steps, a manicure, a walk with my dog, getting lost in a great book, and now reached a point where I'm taking action to explore a life that I've always wanted to live and never felt worthy or free enough to have. I'm so grateful for the simple question that was asked of me 5 years ago. It started me on an entire journey of my own making. These stories illustrate that the power of self-love is more significant than any other aspect of your life. After all, in this body you will live, and in this body you will die. You will experience good times and bad, no matter what. And it's not always an easy path. Self-love requires healthy selfishness, which is rooted in patience, compassion, and learning to grow and be happy. It's realizing that you can't make anyone else happy unless you are at peace with yourself. And for that, self-love is essential. That is the whole point. So how do you learn self-love? Well, one step is accepting your feelings. We often find ourselves running away from what we feel, especially in the face of negative emotions. This is a constant hindrance to achieving self-love. Thus, the first step is to accept what you feel and be okay with it. Don't invalidate your feelings and thoughts. Second, stop pressuring yourself to be perfect. The constant urge and pressure to be the most perfect person can really be a huge hurdle in one's journey towards achieving self-love. Stop being so harsh on yourself and stop thinking that you are worth nothing without perfection. Third, embrace the uncertainty. We often beat ourselves over things that have happened in the past without realizing that some things are out of our control. And no matter how much we think about them, we can't change them. Let go and accept the void. So that begs the question, why is self-love so difficult? While it isn't easy to extend love and compassion towards others, expressing love and compassion for ourselves can be even more challenging. That is because inner peace and happiness are synonymous with cultivating compassion towards ourselves, which is easier said than done. Self-love and inner peace are more than just treating ourselves to a long walk, getting a massage, or taking a hot bath before bed. Although these things might help, self-love is an inner job. It has to do with self-compassion and how we treat ourselves and relate to our feelings. It means intentionally finding strength and resilience to embrace the full range of our human emotions that we encounter. It's about looking inward so that we welcome our feelings rather than confront them with self-loathing or judgments. Being human means wrestling with uncomfortable emotions and accepting and loving yourself the way that you are. So I'm going to give you some habits that encourage self-love, because no great feat is achieved without adopting certain positive habits. Similarly, self-love also demands the development of such practices that encourage it. Let's go into some of the most effective habits. Take out time for yourself. That sounds impossible, right? Because you're too busy. Too busy to take care of yourself? That seems a little unfair, doesn't it? Sure, work is always important, and it isn't always possible to take out a ton of time for ourselves. So it's sensible for you to start small. Start by taking out 15 to 20 minutes and doing something for yourself. That could be anything from reading a book, having a cup of coffee, going for a walk, journaling, or some other activity. Second, take care of your physical health. Taking care of your body is one of the most critical aspects of self-love. What better way to feel good about yourself than keeping your body in shape? Create a habit of exercising regularly to release stress and recharge your energy. Third, choose your company wisely. Self-love requires that you take time to sit alone and be at peace with your thoughts. It can be challenging if those around you do not have an understanding and supportive attitude. Let go of the negative influences and surround yourself with people who make you a better version of yourself. Our company has a significant impact on us, so spend your time with the people you love. This will make your journey of self-love so much easier. Fourth, be mindful and stop degrading yourself. Tell yourself daily that you can achieve whatever goal you have in life, and you can do it whenever you want it. Start the practice of journaling three things a day that you're gratified in receiving. Fifth, don't compare yourself with others. Be content with what you have and stop thinking that you compete with someone else. So what can you take away from today's episode? The importance of self-love is immense because only through loving ourselves can we love others and bring positive changes in other people's lives. Self-love is key to finding fulfillment and achieving meaningful success in every aspect of life. Those who have an altruistic and loving orientation towards others tend to foster that very same light. This ability to shine the spotlight of love is made possible in large part by the capacity to silence the ego. Remember, there has never been, nor will there ever be, a single person who ever lived on this planet that was you. You are unique, and this uniqueness is your superpower. Don't waste it. Live intentionally and start celebrating yourself. And if there's a topic like today's you'd like to see me discuss, or a guest that you would like to see me interview, please DM me on Instagram at John R. Miles. We have some amazing upcoming guests, including next week's episode with singer-songwriter Kate Shutt, aerialist and New York Times bestselling author Jen Bricker Bauer, and Rear Admiral Tim Gallaudet, the former acting Undersecretary of Commerce and NOAA administrator. Lastly, I'd like to bring up again that March 4th through 6th, I will be participating in the 4x4x48 challenge. That's 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. And we'll be doing this in the outdoors so that we are even more out of our normal comfort zones. I'm doing this challenge in support of veteran nonprofit organizations who are on the cutting edge of helping veterans overcome traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. And I'll put links where you can contribute or be a part of what we're doing in the show notes. Now, live life passion struck. Thank you so much for joining us. The purpose of our show is to make passion go viral. And we do that by sharing with you the knowledge and skills that you need to unlock your hidden potential. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the Passion Struck podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast at. And if you absolutely love this episode, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes and you sharing it with 3 of your most growth-minded friends so they can post it as well to their social accounts and help us grow our Passion Struck community. If you'd like to learn more about the show and our mission, you can go to passionstruck.com where you can sign up for our newsletter, look at our tools, and also download the show notes for today's episode. Additionally, you can listen to us every Tuesday and Friday for even more inspiring content. And remember, make a choice, work hard, and step into your sharp edges. Thank you again for joining us.